Legendary Souls. My name is Joff, and I'm a messenger of the fifth dimension. This is a beautiful message, this one here. What is success? How do you define success? What is success to you? I believe that answer can only be answered by each individual. If someone tells you that success is having two kids, being married by 30, having a mortgage, all of that kind of stuff, well, that's your choice to take on that or leave that. It's your choice and only your choice. If success to someone else is happiness, well, hey, that's their choice as well. It's a great idea to ask yourself the question, what is success to you? Because in this society standard matrix system that has been put in front of us, which is, in my opinion, not necessarily for our benefit, it's designed to make us feel a certain way, to be a certain way, to act a certain way. Whereas if you look at all of my, you know, levelup111.com or all of the messages that I put out there, I encourage authenticity. I encourage you living in your truth and living in your highest vibrational frequency, being your best version, whatever that looks like. And that's what this message is deep down about, is what is success to you? There's a few different options that you can really look at with this, because a lot of people, again, in the matrix system, chasing money. And money is a form of energy, if you feel into it. So straight away, we can rewire this. If you're chasing money, chase energy. Chase better energy than money. And people might say, oh, but money, you know, it gives you financial freedom. I hear that a bit, financial freedom. It's an interesting word to say. Because the thing is that if you go deep with money, as soon as you like do a little bit of a budget, have a look at what you're spending your money on. A lot of the stuff you spend money on, you don't need. And that's when the letting go comes in. When I woke up to this, I was like, okay. Well, I'm not really a big spender of money anyway. I just, you know, buy the essentials. Sometimes I've had to push myself to buy some things to look after myself because, you know, when you don't need much, everything's easy. And success becomes just living. Isn't that interesting? There's a lot of different ways you can look at success. You know, what do you want to strive for? You know, to be your best version? You want peace? You want joy? What do you want? What is success to you? Not Frank down the road, or your teacher from school, or even your parents. Not success to them. You know, I remember, you know, my parents were good. I got to be honest, they were good. But I remember there was other parental figures around when I was younger. You know, you've got to be a lawyer, you've got to be a doctor, you've got to be a solicitor, you've got to make money. And for me, that's a load of shit. That's me. But you do you. This for me, again, you can observe what I just said. As I always share with you legends, take or leave anything I say. As you should do that with everyone. Because it's your life. It's not theirs. They've got their own life. If someone's telling you what to do or how to live your life or how to be or what success is, or, you know, it's completely up to you to observe that, leave it with them and have your own opinion because you're entitled to it because you're one out of, you know, billions and everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Everyone's entitled to their own truth. So that's why I encourage you. I've given you a couple of little nuggets here, a bit of guidance, but it's your choice. I encourage you to go away from this message and to feel into what is success to you. What makes you happy? What makes you purr? What makes you feel real good? Because when you're feeling real good, you naturally overflow that state to others. If you're feeling happy, all you got to do is be in the same room as others. And you're going to naturally overflow that state of happiness. And that's the beautiful thing about this, is when you start to really go deep with this about what is success to you, who do you want to be? Who are you? Only you have that answer. Only you. No one else does. You know, that's the thing with this one, is that you got to just be you and do you. And it's a simple life. This life can be so simple. However, the matrix, the society standards, the system has complicated it. And why? Why? Because we're so powerful. We're so incredible. We're so beautiful. And they've taken that away from us because we've forgotten. And that's why this is a key question to ask yourself. Who do you want to be? Who are you? You know. You know. No one else can tell you. It's deep within yourself. And that's why, you know, I always suggest to go to Mother Gaia, go and see her in the forest, go to nature, spend some time there. And always the answers are within and they come through, they shine through. Yeah. Because even success can be looked at as authenticity, as just being yourself. Because that's the crazy thing about this experience, is when you're yourself and you're in your flow, you're magnetic. And when you're magnetic, you can attract in whatever you want, especially how you're feeling. If you're feeling happy, you're going to attract in happiness. If you're feeling not so happy, you're going to attract in not so happiness. If you're feeling authentic and free, you're going to attract that in as well. And sometimes that's going to come in the form of people or opportunities or whatever. Yeah, it's good to go a little bit deeper for you legends, just to put this out there as well. That's why I had a restaurant for 8 years, 9 years, whatever it was. And after, I reckon, year four, I kind of was looking at the whole experience like, man, I don't need this. This is hard. What am I doing this for? What's going on here? I was young when I opened it. I was 22. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was in like autopilot, just doing me. I didn't even ask myself any of these questions. That's why I feel honored that I get to ask these questions to you legends out there. And through that experience, you know, came a lot of wisdom, a lot of awareness. And again, I feel honored that I can share it. Because I remember a few of my mates that were coming into the restaurant, I used to say to them, I say, hey, what's success to you? And they'd kind of just look at me and they'd be like, what you're doing? And I was like, well, that's interesting. You know, you want to know what I feel it is? And they'd be like, yeah, sure. You know, I'd be like, happiness. Because I tell you, in that moment where I had all the money that I, you know, could ask for, it was just coming in, it was flooding in. I wasn't happy. And why wasn't I happy? Because I was a slave. I was a slave to the system. I was a slave to the restaurant. I wasn't free. And it was what it was. I have no regrets. It's everything happens beautifully. Everything happens as it's meant to. And it happens for a reason. And that was it. So many positives, so many benefits, so many learnings, so many experiences. I feel like I don't really mention it too much, but a lot of this wisdom that comes through me happened through that restaurant, through the experiences that I had, through a lot of the negative energy that kind of I took on so that I could take it to the forest and learn about what took place. And a lot of the time when I asked my mates the question, and so everyone was different. Some people had different answers, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the uniqueness. And if people say that they want to have money and that kind of stuff, that's fine as well. It's all a choice. I'm just guiding you in a direction that I had to learn the hard way through the wisdom. And through the experience comes the wisdom. So we go back to it. What is success to you? Feel into it. you'll have a unique answer. Oh, I encourage you to have a unique answer. You can have some sort of a similar feel to some of the things that I've put out there. But it's your life. Be you, do you, you're a legend. And if you enjoy this and you feel that this message, you know, will be a good idea for someone that you know to hear it and to feel it, you know, either you can ask them the question after you've gone deep within it yourself. That's what I like to do, is allow things to amalgamate. If there's something that's come through, allow it to amalgamate before sharing it. Otherwise, yeah, you feel free to share my message as well. Check out levelup111.com, a plethora of high vibrational awareness and wisdom. And yeah, be you, do you, enjoy your beautiful day. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.